Good morning, Rav Elsa. I hope everyone is well. Pasuk Yud Beis. Again, so we're in the midst of the mashal to different types of ganavim, whether the ganavim who attack one's home, or whether the ganavim who attack when a person is on the road. So nivla em kishol chayim usmimim ki yadevot. Nivla'im koma es hamamon. So here, the way we have it printed here is a little bit confusing. Just the Parash Hamilos in this edition that quotes from some of the other that there are different manuscripts of the Parash Hagra on Mishlei. So the one quoted in the Ksav Yad here means Nivla Aim will swallow up the people, and thereby we will separate them from the Mamon. Nivla Aim Kishol Dugmas HaShaol Shemafir Sa'odam Mimamono. Sha'ol is, Yaakov Avinu says, Ke'ered al b'ni ovel sha'ola. So in this context, again, the Ksav Yad makes clear that the grave, so we'll swallow them up as does the grave, in the sense of separating them from their money, but with the difference of chayim, that we're not going to kill them. This is the moshal, again, to the ganav who takes the money but does not come al iskein nefashos usmimim. And again, remember that the psukim have been describing sometimes the gneva is breaking and entering, and sometimes the gneva means to attack the person when he's on the road. So the second half of the pasuk is talking about when he's on the road. When he's on the road, usmimim, right? He's going innocently on the way. He has no way of knowing what danger lurks, what danger doesn't lurk. So he's a holech tomim baderech usmimim ki yardei bor. And bor also representing the kever. But here, since they themselves are coming to us, we don't have to go to them to steal. So it's depicted as the tomim, he's being yored la bor. And again, but both halves of the pasuk describing when the ganav is only coming al iskei mamon, not al iskei nefashos. The first one is where the attack is on the home, and the second one is smimim ki yodei vo, when they're on the road, that they themselves, as it were, willingly walk into our clutches, as with the imagery of being yored bor. Kolhon Yoko, maybe just briefly this morning, just one more pasuk here. Kolhon Yoko Nimtza, Nimale Botenu Shalo. We'll find all kinds of precious money. We'll fill our homes with the spoils. So what does the Gaon say? Kolhon Yoko Nimtza, Hu Neged Akata Revia Shasimba. Continuing to speaking of the fourth group, Behem Hahorgim al Adrochim, again, those who attack on the road, but attack on the road and kill their victims. She'etzlam hamamon shenotlam hukamom mitziya. It's a windfall. It's as though they find something, in the sense that ki mi yidrosh acharav shehu rachok mi beso. He's a stranger. No one knows him. No one's going to have any sense for begam miyedrash acharehem. It's the type of crime which often would go unsolved. Shegam heim efshe shevachokim mehamokom ahu ve'ein mi sheyakir osam. V'lachem pituyam, the way they try to persuade and lure the person is shahon yoko yiyakinimtza. That this tremendously valuable money, it's going to be like a mitzvah. It's going to be like winning the lottery. Nimalei botenu shalo, will fill our homes with spoils. V'neged osam hashalolim al hadrochim umanichim b'chayim. Here Shlomo HaMelech is referring to those who attack on the road but don't kill their victims. They spare their victims. Ein ze kimetzia. Here the spoils can't be described as a metzia. Ki habaylim adayin b'chayim. They left the owners. They spared them. Ve'efshe sheyidvishu miyadam. And the victims may come after them. Rak hushalal sheshalal miyado. But rather again, it's spoils that were taken. Shevachoku. It's unlikely sheyidvash achareihim. So it can't be described as a metziah, but it's that they feel confident that it's very unlikely that the victim will be able to track them down. But again, it's depicted as shalal rather than metziah. Okay, maybe we'll stop here for this morning. Bli Nedimetz Hashem, we'll resume around 12:30. Everyone should have a good, productive morning. Be well, be safe. Mitzvah Hashem.